You're listening to Having Words. Usually, it's myself, Josh, and my friend Aidan, and my friend Tom. But unfortunately, for the first time ever, my friend Tom isn't here, so we're stuck with Aidan and two people that's never been on the podcast before.
Never been on.
We've got my lovely and my excited friend, Joe.
Hey!
And also Joe's friend, Joe's close and crazy friend, William St. James.
Bonjour.
Firstly, it's such a lovely name.
Thank you.
And thank you for being on the podcast, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Myself.
In Jesus' name, Seth.
That's incredible. As coming out of the womb, mother.
Yeah.
Mother, last name.
I bestow upon myself.
Get back in there.
That's a task. That's a big task.
Before we begin, first of all, I have some rapid fire questions so the audience can kind of know your vibes.
Okay,
we're going to start with Aidan first of all, because Aidan's done this before and everyone loves hearing Aidan's voice. Okay, so can one of you two count me down on asking Aidan these rapid fire questions?
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are you?
6.
What is the first thing you notice about the opposite sex?
Eyes.
Did you use one?
Really?
Yeah. Personality.
I like how you can see that.
Use one word to describe your computer ability.
Inept.
If you could be any nationality, what would it be?
English.
If you were stranded on a tropical island, what two things would you want with you?
Toothbrush and... I don't know, a football.
Okay, that's fair enough. That was it.
Who are you going to play with?
Well, myself. That'd be right, do some keep you happy. I probably should have chosen food or something.
Then again, Tom Hanks survived because of that football that he bought.
That's it.
But he also had a pen to draw a face on it.
All you have is a toothbrush.
Yeah. At least you can brush it.
Don't really need a toothbrush, do you? I don't know why I chose that.
You said what? You said 6 out of 10 for how cool you were.
Yeah, you don't want to overdo it, do you?
Are we talking temperature here? Or like credibility, street cred? I'm not 10.
Yeah. I'd say that I'm kind of cool. But you wouldn't say, oh man, he's well cool. I'd say, he's an alright guy.
Yeah, when I think Aidan, I think well cool. I think, you know what? Yeah.
He's an alright guy. Yeah, okay, so 6, slightly cooler than 5.
I agree. Give or take, give or take 3. Take 3. Next, Joe.
Yes.
Rapid fire questions.
I'm very excited about this.
Aidan, count us down.
3, 2, 1.
What is your biggest addiction?
Caffeine.
Ah. Yes. Finish the question. When I dance, I look like...
a penguin.
What is your favourite joke?
Oh, that's really... I don't have a favourite joke. I was going to say my life, but you just ruined it.
That counts.
No.
How many books have you read so far this year?
9.
Jeez. Four. If you were famous, what would you be famous for?
Entertaining the world.
There you go. Very nice. I like that. Biggest addiction, caffeine.
Yeah, mate. I've got a really bad addiction to caffeine.
Oh, no. Don't have any coffee today. Wait, how many coffees have you had today?
I'm on my 3rd or 4th coffee.
Oh, Joe. That's ridiculous.
It's a way of the world. I like it. It makes my brain work faster. I can think of more cool things to do.
Do you not crash harder, though?
No, just keep going.
Just keep going.
My sleep is time. My sleep's really good. To be fair, I normally have, like... maybe 3 a day. So weekends are different.
Oh my god. The most I've ever had in one day is 2, and I got myself ill from that. I had tonsillitis because I had 2 coffees and overdid myself.
Was it a second coffee?
Yeah, it was off the street, but... But no, it's because I was like so... I was like non-stop working and doing stuff and trying to like... Oh, it was ridiculous.
Wow.
Not good. No. Don't stay up all night.
I need to quit that habit.
Mm.
Do it. Get rid of all those coffees in the cupboard.
He's like,
I'm not.
Absolutely not. When they're gone, I finish coffee.
Okay, James.
James.
It's Will.
I know.
My name is 2 first names.
Exactly. I'll start calling you Saint.
Please do.
Yeah? So is it Saint or is it ST?
Depends what mood I'm in. Normally it's St. James, sometimes it's St. James.
Wait, so what mood do you have to be in for one or the other?
I can't be bothered. I'm like, oh, it's St. James. Falls off the tongue. Whereas, you know, if I'm feeling fancy, happens from time to time.
Of course.
It's St. James.
Yeah.
When making an impression, St. James.
Saint.
Yes.
Aidan, can you count us down?
3, 2, 1.
What was your favourite cartoon show growing up?
Oh, Dexter's Laboratory.
Yes! We spoke about that last week as well. It's great. What is one of the things you would put on your bucket list?
Oh,
skydive?
No chance. That's like, that's just, yeah, my greatest fear, falling from a great height and facing the ground.
So you'd put not doing that on your bucket list?
Yes, that would be it. I don't know, if it was something, probably drive a Formula One car.
That's a good one. Yeah,
no doubt.
What is your lifelong dream?
Could be something. Lifelong dream? Build a successful business, travel the world.
That's nice. Yeah. Good dream. What is one thing you own you wish you didn't? One thing you own you wish you didn't?
Oh man, there's so many things. I don't really know.
You just pointed to Joe.
I've got a cough. I don't know if there is something I wish I didn't own.
Oh, that's fair enough. Yeah. There doesn't have to be something.
Yeah.
Just you failed every night.
Yeah, good to know. Thanks.
If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be and who would play you?
Oh god, I'd want it to be Jim Carrey.
Of course.
Genre, just like, hopefully comedic chaos.
Oh, not Greek. Tragedy. Okay.
No.
Great. Opera. Oh. That was it. Five rapid fire questions
each.
That was good. Okay. No. Very intense.
Yeah.
Just like the warm-up game as well.
God, I really had to use my brain.
That was tense.
Yeah, you had very different questions.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I was waiting for the plane island question for me. So I was fuel and an aeroplane.
Yeah.
And I would have grabbed my ass out of there. Pretty darn quick, proud of you.
Meanwhile, Aiden's looking up with his toothbrush.
Very white teeth, but
I'm
nothing
so
else.
Stupid.
I don't know. I really don't know. That's like the last thing you should want. I take bad dental hygiene if I can have some food.
Valid.
Maybe a friend. I didn't even bring a friend.
You didn't, dude.
Oh.
Because essentially they are food as well.
If it comes down to it.
Exactly.
Dual purpose business.
That's why I have so many friends. Just in case. One
just in case. What's that?
Sorry. No, that's my imagination playing tricks on me again.
You said definitely not skydiving. So do you have a fear of heights?
Do you know, it's really weird. So I'm good at, like, if I'm on a plane and I look out the window, that doesn't freak me out.
Yeah.
In fact, I kind of go, wow, that looks really cool. But like, I think it's just, for me, it's the fear of falling.
Yeah.
I don't know what it, and I get it even just like, you know, walking through the street. The idea of falling is so horrifying.
Oh, I really hope I don't fall over.
So it's like, yeah, that could be like, yeah. And I'm always tripping and falling over, but I just find that to be terrifying. Couldn't think
of
it.
Of course.
That's debilitating.
It really is.
So you have to spend your entire life sat down.
Just sort of crossing the road. Oh my god. No, I might fall. I might fall out of the drain.
No, you remember. What if I fall in my dream?
Yeah. You know, I've done that. And it's scary. Like, when you need to get it. Yeah. You have a nightmare. Well, I don't know if it's a rumour, it's probably some sort of bullshit myth, but it's like, if you're falling in your dream, or like, and you're like, I don't know, falling through the sky,
yeah.
If you actually hit the ground, you die in real life. And I think that just makes me...
Did you hit the ground?
Hmm?
Did you hit the ground?
No.
Oh,
no,
you're not dead.
Oh my god. Yeah. And then you wake up and you're just like, you know, you're in sweats,
awful.
You just can't cope. I've had that a few times.
Just get on the ground. Try and get out of bed and...
Like, ow! The floor is armor!
But always. Yeah, always. Oh my.
That's everything is
so
armor.
Scary.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's really weird.
But obviously, you've been skydiving, Joe.
Yeah, I did a skydive because I had a fear of heights.
Yeah.
So I was like, if I do a skydive.
Just going to throw that out there, that's not how I'm going to accomplish
my fear. So I said to him, I was like, you need to do it because.
Yeah.
But it felt amazing. I like landed, I was like, the best
feeling. You hit the ground.
I hit the ground.
Sweet release.
But I slid across the grass and it was lush.
Okay.
Nice. It was so good.
Beautiful.
Such a good feeling.
Like that scene in Matilda. Do you know the bit where
Miss
Trumple's throwing the kid out the class and she just lands in like a flower pit?
It's so good.
It's really weird.
Sorry.
But like, I still can't believe I know someone that's done skydiving. That's incredible.
I'll show you the video later.
How high did you go?
15,000 feet?
Not for me.
3 foot?
Yeah. It was actually, I just jumped off my bed.
I had a parachute on as it
counts. Yeah.
That's so high up. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Would you, now that you've done that, do you feel like your fear's gone?
I would definitely.
Or is it even worse?
Yeah. I was petrified like every day now. I would do it daily if I could.
What?
Now that I've done it, I would definitely skydive out of my bed every day. in my bed from an aeroplane, I would jump out.
I'd like to see a comparison of both your mornings. Is Joe in a plane and you like can't open the bar? Yeah.
I'm going to sit out camping the floors today.
Help! Oh my god. So would you want to now do bungee jumping or something else? Or
that's probably just child's play, right? Bungee jump.
Bungee jump's not... That's more dangerous. I can't commit to that yet.
That's, yeah, too much.
Oh.
Mm. I just think I'll get whiplash. I don't know, but this skydive, if it ends, like, it ends, but... I mean, a bungee's too close.
And also, if you die, you're just hanging there. Yeah. Someone has to pull you up.
I mean, how, like, awkward would that be? Like, do you know what I mean? Revisiting the footage of that, like, whoa.
Is it, I feel like if I ever did get up in a plane now to do a skydive, you're sort of... echoey words in my mind of like, if it ends, it ends.
Yeah, I should write a book on it, like,
if it ends, it ends.
Yeah,
it's good. That's good.
Yeah, if it ends, it ends.
It's quite punchy. Like, yeah, yeah. Mm.
It could work. We should try it.
Maybe.
So obviously, you two. I want to sort of talk about you two right now because you're here and you're the special guests. Oh, obviously, we're very last minute special guest.
Yeah, yeah. I think just fine. So you know, about half an hour before this got recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, Joe's gonna be on. I've written it so it worked really well with three people. Oh, Will's gonna join. Oh, huh? Cool. Okay.
You just redo it.
I cried. Okay. Solid 3 hours before you got here. Nice. Even only about half an hour before. That's fine. You two are. You have projects that you're doing. You have a business. Will.
Yes.
And Joe, you have lots of creative projects and a lot of stuff that you want to do. Mm. If you two could summarize yourself in a short paragraph, how would you do that?
Caffeine led.
Oh, my goodness. But just copy and pasted loads of times.
I just want to create massive change and movement.
Yeah.
In my own life and also people around me, and hopefully they can then create movement around them and. It's like a dominoes effect.
Mm-hmm. And obviously you're doing that through...
The kindfulness story,
yeah.
What is that?
Tell me more.
So the kindfulness story is something Will and I are working on together.
Mm-hmm.
And Esme, who you spoke to earlier.
Yeah, rudely interrupted our podcast just now, but it's fine. She's now fired.
Now she's not working on it.
Yeah. Delete. Control F, delete that conversation. So basically, it is currently just an Instagram page. So go and like, share, comment, and subscribe to that page. But it's like a movement of... it's going to be like collective... How would you describe it? Currently, it's just a quote page.
Yeah.
But it is going to be like sharing kindness.
In one word, it's going to be a movement.
It's going to be a kindness movement.
Very much feel it to be the case. The world needs this change and we're here to deliver it. That's our brief.
Just little random acts of kindfulness.
Yeah. So like you were saying, obviously, it's something that you can do to encourage other people to be kind, or you're kind to them and then as kind of like a payment, they need to be kind to someone else.
Yeah, it's going to cover everything. So we want to be kinder to people. We want to encourage them to be kind to other people as well.
Yeah.
And just like to create... a movement of like random acts of kindfulness, which everyone's heard of, but just to like really push it. And then I reckon we could go around the world with this, as in the whole movement kindfulness store could be worldwide in a short amount of time.
That's so exciting. Ooh, as well.
Yeah, it's really really cool.
That's really exciting. So I'm gonna put up a post on our Instagram, so check out our Instagram of you two and links to all of the things that you're working on, the projects and everything. So if you're listening and want to check them out, which you should do, I'm looking at the mic like it's the audience, which you should do.
You should.
Then go to Instagram at Having Words. And obviously, Will, you've got your business.
Yes,
which is amazing and scary, like you said earlier.
Absolutely. Terrifying and the most amazing thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
A beautiful blend of the both.
Yeah.
So, so it's a marketing agency. So I set it up 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it kind of got born from just the fact that I genuinely just hated the idea of working for someone else. Like, I've never had a good experience, hence why I've been fired 3 times.
Oh, no!
Just can't hold down a job. I thought I'd make up one for myself and try and see how far we can go.
That's you can't fire yourself, can you? No. Eliminate that bottleneck.
What I found is what we call a win-win. So
never fired.
So, I can have as many lines as I want. I can't get fired. I mean, it's the dream.
Something to do stuff, though, and make a living.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, course. Yeah, like, yeah.
now and then.
So, what is, obviously, going into this, you already knew it was going to be a massive challenge and a big step forward into, like, this unknown fog of this making your own business. What is something now that you could tell yourself before doing that as, like, some sort of advice or some sort of guidance?
I guess for me it was just, the biggest thing was why I didn't do it sooner.
Yeah.
Because although it is, you know, terrifying and it took a lot of kind of guts and stuff, but I think that it's, you know, I kind of said it to a lot of people that are sort of sat on the edge of pursuing their dream. It's just, you know, just go for it. And it sounds really cheesy, but I think for me it's sort of, you know, I was always worried about, oh, I don't have so much in savings, or like, I was just kind of, you know, almost worrying about all the stuff that could go wrong. But I suppose, you know, whether you give it a go now or later, you'll still never have to experience that stuff. So, you know, do it while you're young, make a mistake. If it goes belly up, then at least you've got time to fix it. But I mean, for me, it's just, it's been an amazing experience. And I think it's almost a regret that I didn't do it sooner.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's sort of how far I've come personally and professionally in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Imagine that if, you know, kind of how much further on could I have been if I did it a year ago or a year sooner than I did.
Yeah. And it's good to reflect on that, but it's also like, now's your moment. Like, you started that now, which is incredible. Yeah. I know that with the podcast, Aidan Thomas and I, we were planning it I was planning it for so long, and we were like, okay, we'll call it this week. And we kept pushing it back because we wanted everything to be perfect. But what I had to keep telling myself was, we just need to release something. As soon as we release something, nothing's going to be perfect when you first start off. It's what you build on top of that. It's how the experiences you get and everything.
You continually improve, right? Like, from the very first, like, if you looked at the first podcast you did to the one now, it's, you know, probably 100 times better.
Especially with us in it.
I think even for me as well, like, work-wise, you know, I'd look at something that I produced 2 years ago for a client, I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe I put that out under my own name. Whereas now I'm just like, you know, it's always, you know, always pursuing the next best thing, right? So and that's what's exciting, keeps you
going. Exactly, it's like awesome. The constant challenge of, like, your own pressure almost on yourself. Oh, yeah. Like, I want to try and be the best person that I can be.
Mm. There's actually a book I read.
What?
Shocker. Oh,
one of the nine you've read this year.
When I say read, I read the cover. And I was like, that is enough. And it's called Start Now, Get Perfect Later, which is exactly what you were saying, Josh.
Preach, yeah.
Like, where it's like, if you've got an idea, like, the amount of people that just put things off and, like, procrastinate and end up never doing the thing that they wanted to achieve in life.
Yeah.
Just start now and get perfect.
Just do it. Yeah.
I feel like I've read that book now. I feel like the title says, oh, that's
the author really screwed himself over, didn't he?
He did. He should have said, start now, get...
Only one page. It's like, oh, huh.
Put it back on the shelf.
Great, thanks. Aidan, with kind of your reflectiveness over the last 15 episodes, how do you feel like you've improved or changed or maybe gotten worse? I don't think you've gotten worse. Over the last 15 episodes.
Never said I got worse. I don't know. I feel like doing this podcast is... It's not something I normally would do, talking to people or anything like that. So it's forced me to grow as a person and as well as to become more... almost more content. It's really odd because all I'm doing is talking to a microphone, but it's sharing my ideas and not really not caring, but just saying, this is what I think, that's just how I think, just because it's slightly different to you, that's not bad, it's just different. And this is a really good avenue for me to do that, and it's just really helped me personally. I can just be more honest and not worry so much about what other people think.
And I think
I haven't shared it though.
It's like
a bit nervous for that.
It's like another really interesting way that you never really saw for a way for you to express yourself.
Yeah, that's really fair actually. Yeah.
I know from an outside point of view that Aidan, since the URF days, University Radio Drama, when I dragged you on, we discussed this in the first ever episode of Having Words, which was on the I'll Be Damned, my radio show that I have for uni. How Aidan didn't know he was going to be live on air until like 2 minutes before. It was amazing. Because I was like, hey, we're going to record our first podcast in here. And then Aidan was like, hang on, isn't this where you do your radio? At 5 o'clock. And he checked his watch. He's like, oh my God, it's 1 o'clock.
He closed the door behind me, locked it. And that was it.
He went bright red.
I did. I was like a lobster.
Yeah.
And
amazing.
Never more nervous in my life.
You did great though.
Do you like the pressure?
I think I hated the pressure at the time. But when I look back on it, I think that's what made me do... Okay.
You did really well. I think everyone needs that kind of push out of their comfort zone every so often to kind of learn how they can self-improve themselves and everything. And so that's... With you, it was less of a push. It was more of like, I'm going to try and pull you and Tom towards what I want to do.
Yeah.
And you guys winning will be included. And that kind of opened you up to a new kind of passion or hobby.
Yeah, no, it's cool. I do enjoy doing these episodes. I think it's just... even if we haven't really got much planned, it kind of just flows.
It does.
It's just a good time. Just have a good time. You might enjoy it, might not.
Yeah, speaking of that, we don't have anything planned for the rest of this. No, I'm joking. We do have stuff planned.
So, the Kindfulness Store. Yeah?
Yeah.
I've just got a text off Esme. You're so dead. Yes. Like, no, you are.
Yeah.
You're fired. Yes.
So, yeah, the Kindfulness Store. Sharing random acts of kindfulness. So, the other day, I was going through Instagram and I saw... it's basically the purpose of it is, like, small little acts of kindness that you can do that can change someone, like someone's life potentially. And there was a girl that was quite sort of down. You could tell that from her post on Instagram. And I just commented on behalf of the Kindfulness Store. I'm just like, you're doing a great thing. Keep positive. Keep your chin up. And, you know, because, you know, you're appreciated.
Mm. And how long did that take you to do that?
It literally took under a minute to write that. And the impact that would have had on her life could potentially be, well, life-changing, maybe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I felt good for doing it, but actually I think that it's more how you can make someone else feel good.
And if they feel good, then they're going to want to make other people feel good as well.
Yeah, it's just a chain reaction. It keeps going. Literally. Jinx.
Have you guys ever had that before where you feel like you've done something nice for someone that could have gone a long way, or someone's done something nice to you?
Do you know what I did? I had a really weird situation. This was probably like 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
But I was in McDonald's. Surprise.
What was that? What
a big man. Yeah. I mean, what big was going through my mind? But it was really weird. So I just went through the drive-thru. Yeah. And I kind of thought, I got to the point where you pay, you sort of tap your cards. And I said, how much is the person's order behind? Obviously, don't know who that person is, never met them, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's like £7. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And I paid for their food. And it was, like, so weird. Normally, what I try and do, because I've done this a couple of times, I get such a kick out of it, because I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, they could beat me up, they could say thanks, I have no idea. It's, like, it's quite a tense experience. What you try and do is you sort of wait at the pay station for as long as you can and then shoot to the next window, grab your bag and go, because then you avoid any, like, issue. Yeah. But that day, quite bad traffic. Obviously, a lot of people decided they also wanted a Big Mac. So I did that and basically was trying to get out of the car park and the lady sort of pulled up and parked in the little
bay. She pulled in front of you.
And then she came over and she was like almost in tears. And she was like, oh my God, thank you so much. That's so kind. Like, essentially just almost asking like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
And I was just like, hey, you know, everyone needs to kind of, you know, do a good deed and things like that. And she was like, she was genuinely so touched.
Yeah.
But it's kind of made me want to do it again. So I probably will do soon.
That's incredible.
Next
month,
McDonald's, you know, yeah. Part behind. She lucky day. I don't know what I would have done if she said, if the McDonald's person was like, yeah, it's like £40. I'd be like, no, tomorrow.
Yeah. How about the car behind that one?
Yeah. Can we just leapfrog like 5 cars
behind? Back.
Yeah, but like that was a really weird.
That's kind incredible.
Of, I guess
yeah.
It's kind of practicing kindness.
And how did that make you feel? Was it like?
Do you know? I was really taken back that she had that reaction. Yeah. I was kind of like, I don't know if this is good or bad, but like I was, you know, at the same time, I knew it helped her in some way.
Yeah.
Or I guess because she was so emotional, that maybe that it actually was a bit of a saving grace, and she didn't really expect it. So yeah, really, really cool.
Yeah.
So I'd honestly employ anyone to do that if they're feeling a little bit frivolous. But
yeah. Wow.
It's quite cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought to do that as well, to be like, hey, I'll pay for the other person's.
I only did it because I saw it, I think, you know, of all places on like Facebook and BuzzFeed or something.
Yeah.
Something about a chain that had happened in America where someone did it at like a, I don't know, kind of like a Burger King, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was, I think it was about 18 cars in this chain that, so someone kickstarted it, paid it forward. The car that came behind, they were like, oh, my food's paid for, so I'll pay for the guy behind.
Wow.
And literally 18 cars later, there's like a blog on it somewhere.
Oh my God.
But I was like, I'm going to do that.
That's right. Oh my God.
You know, imagine if you started a chain, how good would you feel?
Yeah,
that would be amazing.
That's what we want to do, I guess, with this idea.
Yeah.
On a worldwide scale.
Yeah. Start in a way as well. Like, we kind of had it this morning. So me and Jay went for a walk just down the beach and just had a kind of catch up and a coffee.
Yeah.
So we did that, but it was, you know, it doesn't, kindfulness, I suppose, doesn't actually have to be you buying something like someone's McDonald's. Mm. It's like, you know, I think we literally just spoke to a guy who's got this garage near the beach that we went to, and they just sell like really mad cars. Like, they're just so cool, like real classics and sports cars. And we just got talking to the guy, you know, just sort of having a look around and sort of dribbling on all the merchandise. And we just kind of got chatting to him and, you know, just sort of asked him how he was doing. And then sort of one thing led to another. And then he was like firing up all the engines in the cars. Honestly, like, it was incredible. Like, we got to see like all the Ferraris and stuff. But it was just like, that was just through the power of words.
Yeah.
We got that experience.
It's like that opportunity because of one, literally, conversation. One
absolutely.
Line, literally.
And I got to like rev up the cars and everything. I was like a little 4-year-old.
Yeah. I crashed through them, but the point is.
Yeah. And you think all that that kind of was from was us saying hi.
Yeah.
You know, he probably didn't get a lot of conversation because he's sort of tucked away at the back of his garage and working away. But for us, it was awesome.
Do you think in that situation, a lot of people were held back from the fear of talking to someone to even explore the options that things could go well?
Yeah. I think in today's like age, this is a bit deep. But this all started because of a conversation I had with a lady in the gym.
Yeah.
So I was literally, she was behind the counter and I just said hello to her, how's her day? She like looked up in shock and I was like, what? Why are you, right? She's like, yeah, I'm just really shocked that you asked me how my day was.
Yeah.
Like, really? That's bizarre. And then I got thinking, like, these days, everyone's so busy on their phones, looking down all the time, they don't see what's around them and stuff. And actually, just having a conversation is just means a lot, doesn't it? It means a lot to a lot of people.
Mm.
And she was just shocked. Now every day I go in there, I chat to her. It's nice. We just have like a good rapport now.
Yeah.
But yeah, just hopefully that has led to a movement of her saying, you know, hey, how's your day, to just a random person.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, so.
It's really, it's really powerful stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Aidan was saying about his experience.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was, yeah. So I was probably 17, so I just got my car and everything with my first job.
21 now.
Yeah, right. 21 now. So just finished my shift, used to work in a Chinese restaurant, get paid cash at the end of the night. Walking home, I was like, oh, brilliant, I've got enough money for petrol. That's my £40, I do what I want with that. And then outside the streets, but it's gone 11 at this point, about 11:30. Homeless man, sleeping on the floor. I was like, he's outside a food shop, but he doesn't actually have anything with him. He's just got a sleeping bag. So I thought I'd try and wake him up. So I said, hello, you're right. No response whatsoever. But I sort of took a minute and I was like, this guy really doesn't have anything. So I opened my wallet, £10. It's enough to get him food for the next day. Hopefully he'll appreciate it. I didn't wake him up or anything. I just slid it under his bag. So that it was nice and heavy bag, so it's not going to fly away. I never know if he got it or not, but I'm hoping that he woke up that day. And the next day I was like, oh, wow, I can go get myself a drink, I can get some food.
It's so nice.
So, yeah, I don't know, just at the time I was like, I don't actually need this money. I'd saved up a bit, I don't need it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give some away.
Amazing.
It's going to do him way better than it's going to do me. It's just going to go on sweets if I use sweets and chocolate.
Definitely would have done for me.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I'm hoping that it made some difference in some way.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Put a smile on his face, I'm sure.
Well, especially even like, that would be great, yeah.
In his situation, it might be more difficult for him to pass that on, but it's the fact that you still did
but you shouldn't always expect anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
I think that's kind of the definition of it, isn't it? Is doing things without an expected return.
Altruism.
It's altruism, we were saying about this earlier, but it's like there's just something magical about that. I think it's really, really nice.
Like it's always great if you can create a chain, but that shouldn't be the focus. It shouldn't be like, oh, I'm doing this to make sure that
you...
No.
Like follow this on. It's not like that at all, is it?
Right.
Yeah.
Just doing it.
I've also been on the receiving end of it. So someone random act of kindness for me, literally the smallest thing in the world. It's kind of similar to your one actually, Joe. So I was having a bit of a rubbish day. I was walking through town. I was on my own. Just going home or whatever. And I was sort of looking down, not looking too happy. And then this random person, never met him in my life, some older gentleman. He went, excuse me, and I was like, oh, yeah, hello, what can I do? What do you want, basically?
Yeah.
A bit miserable. And he was like, I just wondered if you were okay. And I was like, it really took me back. And I was like, do you know what? I wasn't okay. But the fact that someone asked me if I was okay, who knows nothing about me, doesn't know anything to do with me, asked how I was and showed that he cared. And I was like, do you know what? My day's actually much better now. And I just said, thank you so much. He was like, look after yourself. And it was literally maybe 5 words between us. But that instantly made me feel so much better. I was like, shoulders were back, and I was walking home. I was like, oh, smile on my face the whole way. It was great, honestly.
Yeah.
Wow. It's mental how
it works.
A few words can literally change someone's day. And I've experienced it firsthand, so I can really vouch what you're doing is actually amazing. Like, this kindfulness thing is really cool.
Let's get people doing it.
Honestly, it's really
start
cool.
Start the movement.
Genuinely.
I know that for myself, I've been in quite a difficult place mentally at the moment. And it's made me think a lot about my friends who are in situations, and they might be in situations where they don't want to speak to anyone. And so I messaged one of my friends who, the last time I saw him a few months ago, he was feeling very down because of he received some very sad news. And so I messaged him last night, actually. I messaged him just saying, like, hey, last time we spoke, I understand you weren't too happy. I hope everything's okay now. If you ever want to talk to, like, me, someone outside, like, the friendship group and what might be happening, like, anything. And he's like, thank you, that means so much. And, like, maybe we can just chat on the phone or something. And, like, I did that because I know I've kind of experienced what it might be like to be in his situation. Companionship or speaking to someone might be what you need, but it's not anything which you think that you need or that you want to go out and grab. I think receiving it for me would be when a few weeks ago, I was very upset and I think I was holding it all in, and I went into my work and my boss, she could see that I wasn't very, she was like, something's wrong. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, oh yeah, I'm fine. And she came over and hugged me and I instantly started crying and I was like, oh my God, like I was definitely holding that in, like, geez. Yeah. So I think, yeah.
Just having that human contact, it's just exactly. Nice, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking to someone.
And you just don't really realise it as well. Like what you were saying, you probably didn't realise the impact that Aiden, you didn't realise the impact somebody saying, are you okay?
No, you literally had no idea that words had that much power in that moment. I was like, wow, that's changed everything. My perspective is way different. I feel so much better.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's funny, you don't realise you need it, but then someone will come along and just reach out and it's just, everything's way better. I think everyone needs a little help every now and then.
Of course.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone needs a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if it's a word.
A word hug.
Verbal
hug. Yeah, verbal hug. You don't want to get in trouble. You know? Be around hugging strangers.
We do not advise that. No, that's probably the opposite. But.
Yeah, that makes me reminds me of what that campaign that David Cameron did once, like Hug a Hoodie. What? It was like his outrage. Oh, did you hear about it?
I think, because of the rep people wearing hoodies go. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's just like, I mean, there are a million ways that could go wrong. But you would hope, I mean, hopefully the spirit in which he said that would
the idea of it, exactly.
But yeah. Like, for some reason, it just made me think of a hoodie.
When that was around, I was found in Primark just hugging a load of hoodies on the hangers. Why I didn't have
too literal. Yeah, very different. Different. Yeah.
I've got kicked out of Primark, so.
Yeah. You're banned now.
Hey, it's Josh here. Thanks for listening so far. This is the end of part one of two with our podcast with Joe and Will. In the second half, we play our competitive games where Joe, Will and Aiden will have to pitch to me a movie idea after I give them a celebrity or actor's name, a genre and a randomly generated object. Be sure to check out part two, but if you can't right now, make sure you follow Will and Joe's Kindfulness Movement on Instagram @kindfulnessstore. And lastly, thank you to everyone that has listened to the podcast so far and supported us. It means so much to us. We are not giving up anytime soon, and we have some very exciting content in the works. So stay tuned.